dictation for Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Zimmerman, Z-I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N, January 1639, address as a letter to Dr. Prouty, P-R-O-U-T-Y, 875-3732, Dr. Alkik, A-L-K-I-E-K, 466-3643. Dear colleagues, consultation, Mr. Zimmerman, with abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with wife. He is not aware of kidney problems in the past. He has heart issues for what he follows a low sodium diet. He has ischemic coronary artery disease with prior bypass and probably ischemic cardiomyopathy. Weight at home around 165. Appetite is fair. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Does have reflux for what he takes Tums, at least 6 of them a day, and as needed Pepcid. Used to take Prilosec, but that was discontinued because of taking Plavix. Over the last 2 years, there has been diarrhea to the point of incontinence without any blood melena, abdominal pain, prior colonoscopy, hemorrhoids. Nothing to suggest malabsorption. There is nocturia, he still has his prostate, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Actually, a prior TURP for enlargement of the prostate and obstruction done many years ago. Dr. Sanhan, S-A-M-H-A-N. Chronic edema, has been on diuretics, improved. No claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes, denies numbness, tingling, burning. Question, restless legs. No chest pain, palpitation, syncope, chronic dyspnea. Uses IPA machine, but only 2-3 hours, occasionally more. No oxygen. No recent fall. He uses a walker and a cane. He participates senior center and Rotary Club. Some bruises of the skin, but no rash, no bleeding nose, gums, or headaches. He used to be a pilot. Medical condition, lost his license. Next paragraph, past medical history, coronary artery disease, a 3-vessel bypass surgery, prior heart attack, hypertension, esophageal reflux, denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism. He's been told about fatty liver, but not liver cirrhosis, prior stroke with weakness on the right side, sleep apnea, non-compliance with CPAP machine, hyperlipidemia, prior atrial fibrillation, obesity, occlusion of the left carotid artery. The enlargement of the prostate and urinary retention. Next paragraph, surgeries including back surgery, 2023, 3-vessel bypass surgery, bilateral carpal tunnel and length implant, TURP, skin cancer, and right-sided rotator cuff. Next paragraph, no medical allergies. He, however, is sensitive to soy and pollen extracts. Next paragraph, he used to smoke a pipe briefly, discontinued more than 50 years ago. He still drinks alcohol, Irish cream with coffee in a daily basis. No family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications include aspirin, Lipitor, Bisoprolol, Bumex, vitamin D, Plavix, CoQ10, Jardiance. The dose of lisinopril decreased from 10 to 5, magnesium, muscle relaxant, vitamins, a number of supplements, Tums, Pepcid, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 171 pounds, 63 inches tall. Blood pressure, 110/62 on the right, 108/58 on the left. Right-sided hemiplegia, decreased hearing, normal speech, symmetrical pupils, has his own teeth, no palpable neck masses, no thyroid or lymph nodes, no gross JVD, no localized RALS pleural effusion, premature beats, no pericardial rap, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites, masses, or liver spleen, 2-3 plus edema bilateral. The second toe, right and left, is deformed, overlapping with the first one. Next paragraph. A kidney ultrasound a year ago, 2024, normal size, no obstruction. At that time, folic catheter in place. Right-sided renal cyst. Prior CT scan abdomen and pelvis, pleural thickening and calcification, enlargement of the breast, liver was considered normal, incidental gallbladder stones without inflammatory changes or obstruction, normal spleen, question right-sided kidney stone, no obstruction, enlargement of the prostate, compression deformity L3, next paragraph. Most recent chemistry. From April, GFR 34 for a creatinine 1.88, normal sodium, minor increase of potassium, metabolic acidosis 19, and normal calcium, no albumin phosphorus or PTH, creatinine has fluctuated as high as 3.4 in January, otherwise variable over the last few years. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, variable levels, probably representing the diarrhea over the last 2 years. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Underlying diabetes, hypertension, on diuretics and ACE inhibitors, no anti-inflammatory agents. Blood pressure in the low side. Prior stress echo, no ischemic changes. Enlargement of the prostate, but no documented obstruction or hydronephrosis. All blood tests needs to be updated. We will update during analysis, including protein creatinine ratio. We will do cell count for anemia and iron studies, PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, complete renal panel, further advice in terms of diet medication with results. He needs to check blood pressure at home, concerned about the amount of TAMs that he's taking, given the presence of diarrhea and diuretics, always a concern for meal alkali syndrome. All issues discussed with the patient at length, continue to follow.